little too early for being that loud. Hey, it's too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, May the 11th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. Josh Williams, 7:25. Josh, we'll talk a little Kentucky Derby with us. Also, we'll talk a little TPC with us. Certainly looking forward to that. We will get our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fish report from the man himself, Jinx Patrick, today at 8:05. Looking forward to that. He's going to wrap up turkey season for us. Looking forward to that. A lot to talk about today. We are going to review Boston's 5-4 win over the Yankees, tied back in the American League again after a rain delay. You had to admit, didn't stay up and see that one last night. We'll go over all of the TPC scores and get you set up for round two. To be honest with you, and I kind of figured this would happen a little bit, the mega matchups, the mega pairings really fizzled yesterday. Where Rory and Tiger played okay. Justin Thomas did not. Jordan Spieth did not. Ricky Fowler did not. And Phil Mickelson did not. We'll tell you where all those guys are and what the top of the leaderboard looks like as the show goes on. We'll also talk about Phil Mickelson's attire on the show today. Clemson and Austin Peay tonight. Final home regular season games of the year for Clemson. Tigers at 37-12 can get to 40 wins by the end of the weekend. That's great news for you. Austin Peay comes to town, and we've got 6:30 tonight, 6 o'clock pregame show. 4 o'clock tomorrow, 3:30 pregame show. 1 o'clock on Sunday, 12:30 pregame show. Tigers on Tuesday. Now, a little bit different schedule next week. Tuesday, they go to Kennesaw State. Then they fly out of Atlanta. That's at 6 o'clock, by the way. Fly to Atlanta for a Thursday, Friday, Saturday with Pittsburgh. And a weird game, Friday, 3 o'clock game with Pittsburgh. And then they'll have the ACC tournament from up in Durham, and that will take place the following week. So looking forward to that. Clemson and South Carolina and Missouri this weekend, by the way. Jabril Robinson, former Clemson defensive tackle, has a new home. We'll tell you what Big 12 school he signed with today. We have David Price says he won't play Fortnite anymore because of carpal tunnel, but he said that's not the reason he has carpal tunnel. But I'll be honest with you, Fortnite, I've seen it for about 5 minutes. Couldn't be more bored. I won't have carpal tunnel because of Fortnite, I can tell you that. NBA Finals get underway this weekend. We get you ready for that. Sunday's game, Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics and Cavaliers. Not sure either of these teams can beat the Rockets or the Wizards, which begin on Monday night. We had a Game 7 last night, but a disappointing Game 7. Not disappointing if you're the Winnipeg Jets. They destroyed Nashville in Nashville 5-1. Now we have the conference finals in the NHL. Tampa Bay and Washington in the East. Las Vegas and Winnipeg in the West. I saw a tweet last night said, what does Las Vegas and Winnipeg have in common? The cities, not the teams. Anything at all. Couldn't get two more totally different communities than those two. And two football-related items we'll get into today. Number one, it's just about time for these magazines to come out. We're about a week away from some of these magazines starting to come out. Some of the rankings coming out. And as a result, you're starting to see some of these pre-list of position rankings and coaching rankings and the likes. We'll give you some of those today. Kind of what's your whistle a little bit for that before I go off and spend a couple $100 on these preseason magazines, which I don't every year say I'm not going to do it. Every year I do it. Finally, as Chad called in yesterday, and he talked about the sales end of things, and he talked about the three factors that lead into success in sales: territory, timing, and talent. We're going to break down some college football themes and get into that a little bit, including, well, I thought he had a very good, he sent me a text yesterday, but a very good analysis of the lack of timing and the lack of taking advantage of the timing in Knoxville, Tennessee, and why Tennessee has struggled. So we'll get into that a little bit as the show goes on. Most importantly, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the producer of Clemson Baseball all weekend long as well, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I am, as Sevi Ballesteros would say, fantastic.
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 Glad to hear it. Nice little Friday morning here.
Yeah! How you doing over there?
Not too bad. Happy to be here.
Tell me about your day. I got a little bit of idea what happened today, but tell me about your day.
Took a nice third place finish in trivia last night.
Out of how many teams?
I don't know. But we won a $10 gift card.
So you had a show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You produced this show, but yesterday you showed.
We showed in trivia.
All right. Who all went to trivia?
There were some people there. Kristen was there.
Yeah.
And Kelly Graham, like the Kelly Graham show, heard on WCCP.
I listened to Kelly Graham show replay last night.
Did you?
You know you're good when you have replays of your show.
Do we have replays of our shows?
No, just on the podcast.
Dang. So, dang.
That was good to see.
Yeah.
Did her beau show up?
Yep. Yep. Nick was there.
All right. Who else?
Sanders, their wonderful intern. Guy did a great job with all of our videos and stuff like that. And Quok and a friend of his.
Oh.
And
I'm intrigued.
We had a nice little time.
Nice. Who, so you got, let me see, 2, 4, 6, you got 7 of you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the average size team over there?
Right about in there.
Who had the majority of the answers, the correct answers? Who's the alpha dog?
The alpha dog?
I'm going to guess Gremlin.
You would be wrong there.
Hmm.
I would say probably... probably William Quackenbush last night. He had a good night last night.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but now, if you said, hey, man, I'm going to draft one of these guys in a two-man trivia team of everybody there, who would you say?
Who would I say? Mm-hmm. A two-man trivia team? Mm-hmm. Meaning me and somebody else?
Yeah.
I'd take Kirsten.
Really?
Yeah.
So nice of you. She listened early this morning. Good stuff there. You did that. Anything else going yesterday?
That's it, man. That's all I had. Yeah. And
trivia's not really trivia.
Why is that?
The trivia ones that I've been to, and I don't go a lot. I win so often, they kick me out. It's like,
sure.
Do not let this guy in.
When you dominate,
everybody gets mad at me. You know, it's just not fun. But trivia used to be. Alexander Hamilton signed the Declaration of Independence. He was the only, or he was the first. Which one to do this? And you're like Secretary of State, what? Something like that. Now it's like, the drummer for the band Pearl Jam cut a solo album. What was his name? I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of pop culture stuff. And stuff
there
like,
are, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I guess it probably says a lot about our priorities in this world, where someone said, oh, yeah, that's Tumble Dry and Low. That was the name of the album. I'm like, what? How do you know?
It's a great album, man. Dibs.
Yeah, Tumble Dry and Low, the solo drummer for Nirvana coming out or something.
People want to talk about and answer questions about things they're interested in, I guess.
Yeah, but it's like, that's not trivia.
I mean, trivia in its simplest form is a question that you provide an answer for.
Yeah.
That's
you know
it.
What I hate, man?
What?
I mean, despise. My wife and I, when this happens, we look at each other like, it's stupid. Whenever Jeopardy does the, you know, they reach on a question, like, you know, you got to do a before word and an after word and you combine them or something.
Yep.
Or you add, the other one had one the other day, add lid to it. So you had to add the letters LID to the beginning or end of a word. Yeah. I'm like, what? Just ask a question, man. Just ask me about some botanist. Ask me about some French Revolution or something, you know? Don't ask me that. put together a bunch of words and add letters, take letters off, the suffix, add the letter.
It's too creative for you.
No, it's just like, that's not trivia. That's like, I don't know. That has nothing to do with knowledge. That's just like thinking fast enough to add some words. I don't know.
You
know,
I mean, it challenges your intelligence. Yeah. Doesn't it? You have to come up with a word.
I don't really know.
I'm not going to sit here and question Alex Trebek in Jeopardy.
You like him or not? Is he likable?
You won't find me questioning that, man.
Is Alex Trebek likable?
Absolutely not.
See, why though?
I don't know.
Part of it is his smugness.
He's a little smug, and obviously he has the answer in front of him, but he leads on like he knows the answer.
Yeah, like he knows. Like he hadn't gotten all the answers before. He goes, no, that was a French Revolution. the French poet.
Yeah, so.
I hate how he pronounces words. Like, just say the word, man.
Yeah.
Well, like when Obama used to say, Pakistan. We got to go to Pakistan.
Pakistan.
It's Pakistan, man. Everybody in America says it Pakistan. You go Pakistan. Anyway.
So what did you do yesterday?
So yesterday, I watched golf.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was hoping we could talk about that in the next segment here.
We can. So is that segment two today?
I was hoping to get your thoughts on some things at TPC.
Segment two. We'll do it. I watched golf, and I gave a golf lesson.
You gave a lesson yesterday?
Yeah. Two cute little girls, man. Eric needs little girls. Had a great time with them, man. Davis and my goodness. Oh, Grayson.
And how old are these little ones?
Second grade and 8 and 4, 7 and 4.
So when you're working with little kids like that, and you're trying to get them interested in the game of golf.
You just hit the keyword right there. Just get them interested.
Get them interested, right? Yeah. What is
make it fun?
What is the making it fun? Is that your approach?
Keeping it simple, making it fun.
Yeah.
Let them swing as hard as they can. They're not strong enough to do it yet, but playing little games. You know, you actually start from the green back, so you do a lot of putting, a lot of chipping, and then you let them have some fun and play some little games and let them compete a little bit. And every once in a while, when teaching little girls, every once in a while, you just got to talk about their JoJo bows. You know what a JoJo bow is?
I'm not familiar.
JoJo bows, I didn't know this, but that's the fashion crave among second graders.
Okay.
It's these bows that are bigger than their head. And they charge exorbitant amounts of money for them. But you got to have JoJo bows because every little girl has them. So, and if you get like a knockoff JoJo bow, then oh my God, you're like the worst person ever. You know what I'm saying?
They're just like
great marketing.
Giant bows.
Yeah.
They're all glittery and.
Yeah.
Pink and purple. And
so you got to have a JoJo bow.
Okay, cool.
So you talk about that a little bit. Just make it fun for them, man.
Sure.
The thing you want to do is let them to do where they want to come back next time. That's it. Just get them coming back. And so, talk about, we had a science experiment the other day. It was so cold the other day, we tried to freeze water, even though I knew it wasn't going to freeze. You know, like, just see if we can make a snow cone in between shots. You know, stuff like that. Anyway, so I watched golf, and I read a bunch of college football articles while I was watching golf. Because in golf, you know, you can kind of like do both. Like, golf's like baseball a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
You can do things in between shots. So I did a lot of that. And then watched a little bit of Yankees for the rain delay last night. And went to bed early.
9:30-ish. I told you a little bit before, I got home from trivia, showered, and I fell asleep on top of the covers last night and woke up at 2:30.
Why the exhaustion?
I don't know. I was absolutely exhausted, and I just passed right out. Don't remember falling asleep. Just remember waking up and looking at the clock at 2:30.
The average mortal man just doesn't give what you give, though. Let's be clear about that.
I gave a lot yesterday. Mm. I gave a lot yesterday.
You just keep giving.
I think I sealed the deal for us in trivia last night with an answer, and
it took
a lot out of me.
Give me the question.
It was one that played right into my hands.
Martin Brodeur.
No. If you started at New York City and went due east, what country would you end up in?
You'd be surprised by this. It's a lot farther south than you think.
Exactly. And everyone's Iceland, Greenland, that kind of stuff.
No.
And I was like, guys.
I do know this. I do know that like England would be up in like Newfoundland.
So what country?
I'm going to guess. It's even south of Portugal.
What country?
Like Morocco.
Portugal would have been the right answer.
Portugal.
Yeah. Hmm. They're like, oh, that's... I was like, guys, pretty sure it's Portugal. No, it's not Portugal. I had to fight him on it. And
I can see why you're so exhausted.
I was exhausted. And yeah. It went up and it was Portugal.
Yeah, when you look at the map, Because I look at like British Open weather. Like, man, why is it so cold over here? Well, because they're up. They're right there on the parallel to Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's crazy up there. I'm going to go to Newfoundland one day.
Are you?
In the summertime, yeah. Meredith and I are going to take the RV. We don't have one yet, but we're going to buy one. And we're going to do a summer trip. I'm going to do the show. Like, we're going to stop. We're going to make it to, like, Maryland on the first day. Then we'll get up to Connecticut. Maybe we might stay a day or two in Maine. And we're going to keep on going, man. We're just going north up there and Labrador and all that up there, man. Like, just do the show from up there. Like, and it's going to be, like, 50 degrees. There's a high. And it's going to be nice. We'll play some golf. I heard there's great golf up there. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Newfoundland.
Yeah, you know, somewhere up there.
The Newfies.
I don't even know what else is up there. What am I looking at up there?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of fishing up there. You can do a little fishing. I know you're a big fisherman.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like when it's, and I told her, here's what we're going to do. Like, it's going to be, we're going to wait till weekend when it says it's going to be 102 here this weekend. And we're going to go, nah, we're going up to Labrador.
Nah.
We're going to Prince Edward Isle, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm looking at. Get up there just in the middle of nowhere. And just enjoy Eastern Quebec. So that'll be cool. Looking forward to that. I want to tell you about my friends. Speaking of summertime.
Summertime.
It's summertime.
I mean, so 90 degrees today, isn't it?
Make the living easy.
90 degrees all weekend.
Summertime.
It's the worst.
And the living's easy. Don't let the outside stay in your home.
Get it out.
Get clean like no other carpets. Insanely clean carpets. Carpet with air duct cleaning. Make it especially insanely clean with Zero Res. No one can clean like Zero Res. They use the powered water. They leave no residue left behind. They don't use harsh soaps, harsh chemicals, harsh detergents. Safe for your kids, safe for your pets. Mention my name and receive 3 rooms for only $129. Get a free hallway as well. Now, there's a couple ways to get in touch with the good folks there. 864-558-7300, 558-7300. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Make this appointment today. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to claim. The author and host of Second Segment coming up. And you're telling me this is going to be a TPC talk. Or just a golf talk altogether?
We can do both, but I'd like to talk about TPC yesterday.
Okay.
And get your thoughts on a couple different things.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
We'll take a short break. Second segment, segment number two, coming up right after this.
Hey guys, Austin here with Tiger Properties. Are you still looking for housing this fall? No worries. Check out the University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing. These exceptional 2-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom cottages feature private baths, ample parking for you and your friends, free high-speed internet, a coffee bar for those all-nighters, and the University Cottages is conveniently located just 5 minutes from Clemson University. For more information, visit our website at universitycottages.com or give us a call at 864-654-RENT.
Bring all your lawn's potential to life. We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $100 off select XT Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models, specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offer ends May 31st, 2018. See dealer for details.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest. George Goldman Ford S 2018 F-150s as low as $24,999. You heard right. As low as $24,999 on 2018 F-150s. George Coleman Ford, where they never charge any dealer fees, and where they were named the only Ford President's Award winner in the upstate in 2017. George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit, valid through July 9th.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Mother's Day is fast approaching, and once again, you're trying to come up with the perfect gift to thank her for all she's done for you. Here's the perfect solution: a gift certificate for Urban Nirvana. She can choose one of their custom massages, facials, or something from their salon studio, and it's so easy. Just log on to urbannirvana.com to make your purchase and print your certificate right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana at MacB Station. The shops at Green Ridge and online at urbannirvana.com.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Taj Boy with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn, a Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute, say your power. Bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Bang, bang, seat of my car. I'll let you have it.
My friends at Roto-Rooter want you to call them just in case anything happens. I don't care if it's Mother's Day. They got mothers. They love their mothers. They'll drop their Mother's Day, and they will just come take care of you. Here's the great thing about Roto-Rooter. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Some headaches, doesn't matter. In Western North Carolina, in the upstate of South Carolina, in the middle of the night, middle of the day, you name it. 110 degrees, doesn't matter. 288-7686. 288-7686. Roto-Rooter. Trained plumber. You're going to love them. You're going to love how detailed they are. Roto-Rooter.com. Stop by and see the good folks. The host segment of, host of the second segment, Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey Pye, I appreciate you reading about our friends at Roto-Rooter. They're always great people out there. If you need something, call them, tweet at them, email them, whatever you need, and they'll come right out. I forgot to tell you about something that happened in my day yesterday, something that I'd love to share, if you don't mind.
I need more of this.
If you look at my hand right here, you'll see a Band-Aid on it.
Oh, no.
I went for a walk yesterday, and my neighbor, who had just moved in, has a little tiny Jack Russell.
Took a hunk out of your hand.
Little tiny little thing. This thing is mean. It hates everybody. When you meet a dog for the first time, you obviously
Red Sox fan?
I guess you expose the top of your hand, let them sniff it. Everybody knows this. Not a lot for them to bite, not for them to do anything. It's not intimidating. Get down to the level, let them sniff. She doesn't say anything. The owner who's holding this dog back. I let him sniff my hand.
You know this owner?
Nope, just met her. I'm trying to introduce myself. Welcome to the neighborhood. She doesn't say anything. I was like, mind if I introduce myself to the dog? She goes, yeah. Let him sniff it. He's like, ground. I stop. I correct him. He hasn't been corrected before in his life, I guess. Mm. I put my hand back out. That little sucker takes a chunk out of top of my hand, and I'm bleeding all over the
place.
What's
his rabies situation?
Well, it's a dog, so I'm assuming no rabies, and it wasn't foaming from the mouth.
Right.
And she goes, oh, yeah, sorry. He's really mean. He's only met like 5 people. Sorry. And then like she just walks away as I'm bleeding in the parking lot from her dog biting the top of my hand. It was fantastic. Wonderful, wonderful afternoon.
Here's what I'm telling you.
I almost punted that dog.
Today, I have to look out for signs for you.
Mm-hmm.
Locked jaw.
Sure.
Foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
Like fever.
Mm-hmm.
I got to look out after you today.
I appreciate it.
I don't know if you have rabies or not.
Listen, I went in, I cleaned it up and, put some Neosporin. We changed the bandage last night and we're good to go. There's no swelling, really. We're good to go. Just, it didn't feel great.
I'm thinking that you harassed the girl and the dog protected the girl.
Is that what you think
it
was?
In my mind, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
What did you say to her? What did you do to her?
I said, hey, I'm Zach. I'm your neighbor. If you need anything, please let us know. You know, welcome to the neighborhood.
You made a move.
Yes.
This is good. If you need anything, and I mean anything.
No.
Didn't do any of that, right?
Just trying to be friendly and be neighborly, if you will.
Really friendly, really neighborly.
And I paid the ultimate price.
Yeah. So the dog protected her.
Look, I hate that dog so much. He barks all the time.
Oh.
Anyway, what I really want to talk about with Mickey Plyler, as I look down at my hand again, and it swells. It's terrible.
What is that coming out of the corners of your mouth right now?
Yeah, it's a little foam. The Players' Championship took place yesterday at TPC Sawgrass, the par 72 course, with a purse of $10.5 million. Six different players shot a 66 in opening round 66 to go 6-under. Patrick Cantlay, Matt Kuchar, Chesson Hadley, Alex Noren, Webb Simpson, and of course, Dustin Johnson. Our illustrious pair, our threesome of Phil, Tiger, and Ricky did not play as well yesterday. Mm. Phil, of course, shot the 79. Ricky is 2-over. And Tiger won the group yesterday with a even par 72. Some things you noticed yesterday, Mickey Plyler, when watching Phil, Tiger, and Ricky Fowler.
First of all, Phil Mickelson, I didn't like it yesterday.
I didn't hate the shirt.
I didn't hate the shirt either.
I didn't hate it as much as everybody else did.
I could see myself doing it. Out of spite, because everybody else hates it.
They all hate it. The crowd hates it.
I could see myself doing it.
His playing partners hated it, but I would definitely wear it.
You know what? I could see myself doing it.
Would the long sleeves be a problem?
No. I asked a buddy of mine about 3 weeks ago. He's from the north. And I said, man, why don't we have more long sleeve golf shirts? You know, everybody's in this big UV stuff right now. Skin cancer is the number one cancer in the world. We can take care of this. So why don't we find a way to, you know, have more long sleeve shirts? Now, I didn't mean dress shirts. But... you know, bottom line is I didn't mind it altogether. Here's what I did mind.
Yep.
And he didn't bring it up. He was asked about it. Mickelson's got some like rheumatoid arthritis issues or something. And he was asked about it yesterday. He's like, yeah, maintaining. I knew it'd be an issue out here today and stuff like that. Like I knew I needed to eat and nutrition and stuff. I'm like, what? Like it wasn't a problem last week when you were playing so well in the top mm-hmm. five. Now all of a sudden mm-hmm. you shoot 79. It's like, oh, bro, you got to remember he's got arthritis. Now, maybe he has flare-ups. I don't know. It's like,
sure.
It's really convenient. My buddy calls it loser's limp. That you play bad. It's like, oh, there's my back. That's it.
The Brad Sinkov effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You don't play well. Oh, well, everybody knows I got a disc issue. Yeah,
I pulled some.
Yep, everybody knows it.
He's really selling it, too.
I think it's a little loser's limp. He sold it yesterday in a post-round interview.
Yeah, he sold it.
And, you know, I kind of like Mickelson.
Yeah?
I'm kind of a Mickelson fan now. Kind of. Not really, but kind of.
I hate to hear that. I really hate to hear that.
I kind of like the shirt.
I like the shirt. I didn't have a problem with it.
Did you see my tweet about a shirt?
No, I did not happen to catch that tweet.
I said his next endorsement, cufflinks.
Oh.
He's going to be wearing cufflinks on the golf course.
It'll be
only in majors.
An unfair advantage to create more weight on the downswing. There's more weight behind that ball.
He's going to have like a little golf ball to tee on it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have his like little logo, him jumping up. You'll have Phil Mickelson cufflinks very soon. Do you know cufflinks is one word?
Cufflinks?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you know that Rocky's two fish in Rocky One's cuff and links?
No, I did not know that.
Or turtles or something like that. Anyway.
Tiger Woods, what do you think of his round yesterday?
It was okay. Tiger's very, very timid with the putter, man. It's like he leaves all of his putts short, and he blames it on the speed of the greens. Well, you know what, Tiger? At some point in time, man, you got to hit the ball harder.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to adjust to the speed of the greens. And the first eight holes were very, very uneventful. He then hits, then makes an eagle at nine, which was great. Gets him back to even par. He birdies 12, which is an automatic birdie for the most part. Bogey's 15, automatic birdie at 16, and then makes a really, really, really good bogey at 18. I didn't think he played bad. I didn't think it was good or bad. I think it's very average, sorry, very middle of the road. But only hit 35% of the greens. Hit 11 greens. I'm sorry, 11 greens today. Only hit 35% of the fairways yesterday. Putting it, he actually putted a little bit better than the rest of the field, I guess. But I didn't think it was, you know, either way. I tell you what, though, if you want to get into somebody else, Ricky Fowler played below average. How about Jordan Spieth? Now, I'll tell you this. I think what happened, too, the afternoon got pretty tough. Got baked out a little bit. If you look at the afternoon scores compared to morning scores, the morning scores are really good. We didn't see any balls at 17 in the water early, and then all of a sudden everybody started hitting the water, you know, late in the afternoon there. So I think you'll see that turn around today. I think Tiger Woods is going to shoot a 69 today and be 3 under par and make the cut and be like T40 or something like that.
Sure.
But there's some other guys out that really, and here's what gets me, like, everybody said, well, Tiger, Tiger's tied for 69th round, didn't play well. Yeah, really? Justin Thomas, one over par.
Yep.
He got a little Justin Thomas scalp yesterday. Bill Haas, two over. Daniel Berger, two over. Ricky Fowler, two over. It got to Jordan Spieth, three over par in the morning. Spieth hit three balls in the water.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, all that goes to show you like how bad golf is. If Tiger Woods would have shot 75 yesterday and hit three balls in the water, people would be saying, is he done? Is he finished? It's got to be his back. What is it? Is he even going to play anymore? Jordan Spieth, 75, man. Jordan Spieth has like a severe ADD or something. Something's wrong with him. He's like this emotional roller coaster every single day. Like every shot's like, oh God, it's up and down. It's exhausting watching Jordan Spieth play golf.
Yep, yep.
Kyle Stanley thought would have played well. He was in contention last year, 75. How about like Kevin Kisner, 77? Ben Martin, 78. Louis Oosthuizen. How do you swing it like Louis Oosthuizen and ever shoot 78?
No idea.
Hideki Matsuyama, 79. Brett Snedeker, 82. Like the golf course got pretty difficult yesterday late. So the morning people better play well. So most of the good scores in the morning. Coming out of that. There were some good scores yesterday, man. Don't get me wrong. Like, but most of those guys were morning round guys. Did you watch a lot of it?
Did I watch a lot of it? I watched bits and pieces. I was able to follow on Twitter mostly. But, yeah, it was a disappointing day from that marquee threesome. I keep saying pairing.
And the morning threesome, Spieth, Thomas, and Rory.
Mm-hmm.
Rory shoots one under, and Justin Thomas one over, and Spieth three over. So that the two big marquee matchup deals didn't go too well.
Sure,
I think there's a lot of pressure on those guys for that kind of stuff.
I mean, there has to be, right? You know, you're playing with some elite level talent, and it might be a little bit intimidating for the first day or so. You probably settle down. Probably see some lower scores today.
We'll see. Tiger got his lines kind of crossed a little bit yesterday. Like it looked like he was lining up right to hit draws, but he's push cuts. So I'm not sure what that's about. And if you're gonna cut the ball, man, you gotta aim a little left or T-dub.
Coming out of that.
Well, I appreciate you you touched on a few things there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what else I'll tell you right quick.
By all means.
It's a great golf course, man.
It looks great. It looks fantastic.
There's so much. I told you this, man. There's so much that can happen on that golf course. And number two is not a great par five by any stretch. The other par fives, 9, 11, and 16, are great par fives. 12's drivable par four. As you know, 17 everybody knows about. 18's a great par four. It got a little windy, and it got a little firm and fast, and the ball's, like Tiger said yesterday, the ball's flying forever now, man. We got to do something about these golf balls, these golf clubs, man. When guys are hitting, Tiger had 270 in on after hitting the water at 18, and he hits a 3-iron over the back of the green. Seriously. He hit 3-iron over the back of the green.
I mean, it's exciting to watch those guys do that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he made a great bogey for that point. But there's a lot of really good scores, again, most of them in the morning. And it'll be interesting to see. Interesting to see what the morning round looks like this morning. They go off at 8:27 this morning. So that'll be a lot of fun following. Quick, let me give you some guys to watch out for, okay? Obviously, Dustin played great. Dustin has a new putter. And Dustin's doing aim point right now. You know, where you do your fingers up
and you feel
it with your feet. That's interesting. Dustin needs a full-time caddy through all that. Watch out for Dustin, obviously. This guy Keith Mitchell's playing really well. Former University of Georgia golfer, he's playing really well.
Sure.
Lucas played well yesterday. I told you I'm a big Danny Lee fan. Justin Rose, who's never played really well there, is doing great there. John Rahm, Henrik Stenson, Sergio Garcia, those are some good scores yesterday. Fleetwood, I mean, Fleetwood's just a player. Jason Day shot 300 yesterday. Jason Day putts it so stinking good. Koepka had him a good round. So watch out for Luke List to play well today. He's 200 par. So there's a lot in there, man. There's a heck of a lot in there of some really good scores on really good golf course. That's a lot of fun to watch. Really cool stuff.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun yesterday. I'm looking forward to today's round. And then hopefully the weekend for our sake of our Tiger Woods fandom. Looking to watch some weekend golf.
Can I get you excited about something right now?
Quickly.
Territory, timing, and talent.
Can't wait to talk about that.
I gave you the Tennessee breakdown from Chad earlier. I think he makes a great point. We'll touch on that when we come back. How did Tennessee football fall, and how did they miss an opportunity? We'll tell you about that when we come back. Let's take a short break. Hey, my friends at Prime Lending, want to take care of your Prime Lending and your mortgage needs. Keep sending me your great experiences on any of our business partners. I love getting this. I've got a lot here lately from Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com, where people are just, it's that time of year, man, where people are moving right now. Like, you know, you don't want to move your kids in the middle of the school year. So people are moving right now. And they're taking care of their mortgages and refinancing, and they're remodeling right now. And so Prime Lending can take care of it for you. PrimeLendingSC.com. Get in touch with them. PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a break, come back. A little timing, territory, and talent right after this.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee, are the woods for camping. Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Burton Properties owns and manages over 800 one- and two-bedroom apartments in the Clemson area. Safe and comfortable living along with a friendly staff, Burton Properties can accommodate your apartment needs. You can visit the website at clemsonapartments.com or call them at 653-7717 or 654-1130. Burton Properties, your friendly apartment leader in the Clemson area.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep. It's not mattress shopping. It's an experience.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, be safe in your home. Be safe in your building with Priority One. Priority One was started back in 1996. They continue to grow every single day to the point where they are now in 18 different states, and they are now one of the top 25 security integrators in the country. And so now this is a huge company. The good news is they're still locally based, and still the good news is for you get the local touch here, right here in the upstate of South Carolina, which is really cool. Get in touch with them to find out about the video alarm system, the Total Control app service, that exclusive service they have there, the Ring doorbell service. You know, it's nice to have so much with a local company here, but it's nice to have the best of both worlds. Get the big, huge part of the advantages of a big, huge company, but you get it here locally. I like this. I feel safe at home. I feel safe here at our studios. PriorityOneSecurity.com. Get in touch with the good friends there. PriorityOneSecurity.com. We get to a new segment here on the show. not a new segment. This is a one thing here. And yesterday, Chad called in, and he's talking about sales. And he says his boss tells him that really it comes down to success in sales, either territory, timing, or talent. And I kind of wanted to get into the successes and failures of these football programs out there. And we could do basketball, baseball. We could do college basketball, college, you know, college football, NFL. We could do all these. And it comes down to, are you successful as a head coach, general manager, quarterback, point guard, whatever it might be? Or are you unsuccessful? And is it because of territory, timing, or talent? And you can have two of the three. You can have all three. You have it. You know, we can kind of break it down a little bit. I would say that someone like Tom Brady, the talent's there, but the timing as well. Happened to get with Bill Belichick at the right time. If Tom Brady played for the Cleveland Browns, would he have been successful? I don't know. He's talented. Would he have been as successful? Really can't say that. Chad sent this in about Tennessee. And this isn't just for successes. These could be for failures. And I think Chad made an absolutely wonderful point when he sent this in. Think about Tennessee football. And let me remind you of what Tennessee football has become. As a kid, I grew up watching Tennessee and Johnny Majors and University of Tennessee's program like being really, really good. And Stanley Morgan, and I mean, Tennessee was good. And then Peyton Manning comes, and T. Martin comes, and I mean, Tennessee turns into a football powerhouse, a national championship contender. Let me remind you that what's happened the last, I don't know, 10 or 12 years at Tennessee. Tennessee, let's go just the last 10 years. Tennessee is, I got to do my math here. They're 62 and that's four there. They're 62 and 63 in their last 10 years. Tennessee has a losing record in, if I'm right, we're saying this. Yeah, 62 and 63 in the last 10 years. Now think about this. They went 5-7. 7-6, 6-7, 5-7, 5-7, 5-7, 7-6, 9-4, 9-4, 4-8. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They've had 6 losing seasons in the last 10 years. Chad makes a great point about where they are right now and why they're with Jeremy Pruitt right now. He says, think about the opportunity that Tennessee wasted. We're talking about territory, timing, and talent. Think about the opportunity Tennessee wasted. He says, Trevor Lawrence was born in East Tennessee. His dad went to Tennessee, and he wears number 16 for Peyton Manning. You could have had Trevor Lawrence. Not to mention that you had Hunter Johnson committed to you. You lose T. Higgins, a Calvin Johnson franchise wide receiver who is named after your national championship winning quarterback, T. Martin. You lose Amari Rodgers, T. Martin's son. Your national championship winning quarterback's son doesn't go there. He says you lose legacy Cade Mays. Cade Mays grew up the biggest Tennessee fan in the world, and he lost. And you didn't just lose him to anybody. You lost him to your arch rival in the East. He makes another good point. Nashville and Knoxville population have exploded over the last 10 years, yet they're 62 and 63 in football in Knoxville. Chad finishes by saying that Tennessee would have been back if they didn't waste this opportunity. They had an unreal territory and timing, but Butch lacked the talent to capitalize. Very, very good points. 5-7, 7-6, 6-7, 5-7, 5-7, 5-7, 7-6, 9-4, 9-4. And you go from Fulmer to Lane Kiffin to Derek Dooley to Butch Jones. You made some bad hires. Let's admit it. You made some terrible hires. On top of that, you just, when you do get to bowl games, it's the Music City Bowl and the Tax Slayer Bowl. You hadn't been relevant. You hadn't won the East, obviously, in any of those years. You just hadn't been relevant at all. On top of that, Vanderbilt's killing you right now. Think about that, Zach Ormistore, 24, Tonto, Jacqueline. Vanderbilt is destroying you right now.
That's not what you want.
Last year, Vanderbilt beat Tennessee 42-24. The year before, they beat them 45-34. Last year, Vanderbilt outgained Tennessee 529-238. Vanderbilt runs the state of Tennessee right now. There was a time where Tennessee came down to South Carolina and got our best players. Went down to Georgia and got Jamal Lewis and Deion Grant and Cozy Coleman. Went to North Carolina and got Heath Shuler. Went to, came right here and got Stanley Morgan. They got all the best players across the region. Now, Vanderbilt runs your own state. They got out 529-238 against Vanderbilt. Last year. Year before, let me give you this one. Year before is even worse. In 2016, Vanderbilt outgained Tennessee 608-515. Stinking Vanderbilt had 600 yards of offense against Tennessee. So they missed all these great players that are coming out of the state of Tennessee. Missed a great opportunity for. I gave you the stat yesterday of Nick Saban sans Alabama. So I'm going to say Saban is talent, no doubt about that. Saban's territory, Saban's timing too. I'm going to give you another one. Urban Meyer's more about talent. Now, he's had some timing. He took over a good Florida program. He took over a good Ohio State program. But look what he did at Utah. Look what he did at Bowling Green. You can make a legitimate case that Urban Meyer has won at more difficult situations than Nick Saban has won. And if Nick Saban was so great, explain the Dolphins stuff to me. Explain the other records, other places to me. Dabo Swinney is an interesting study. I'll tell you who else is an interesting study. Lincoln Riley and Kirby Smart. I think it's too early to tell for Lincoln Riley, but I do think he's talented. A lot of it has to do with time. I mean, think about Lincoln Riley, Zach Ormistore, 24. He takes over with Baker Mayfield and gets him to a conference championship and gets to the college football playoffs. You know, I'm not the biggest Kirby Smart fan in the world. I think Kirby Smart's a lot about territory and about timing. As I told you before in the show, look at all the 4 and 5 stars coming out of the state of Georgia in Kirby Smart's era. And at the same time, Florida sucks and Tennessee sucks. So you see what I'm saying? Territory, time, and talent. I'm looking forward to doing this. Looking forward to getting into, you know what, Dabo? I think more talent than timing and territory. Dabo's got the same territory as Tommy Bowden. And he took over the time where, I mean, it wasn't great. Florida State was dominating and, you know, South Carolina had Steve Spurrier took over South Carolina's best program ever had, and his talent turned that. Now, again, Spurrier helped him out by quitting working, you know, by just getting lazy on him. But I think of all these things, talent-wise, Dabo Swinney. Urban Meyer will be closer to the Nick Saban, in my opinion. We'll talk about it. Look forward to this. Gather your thoughts on that, Zach, because I want to get this for you in the next segment. Josh Williams at 725. Jinx Inc. Realty is at 805. I gave you some of those numbers about Vanderbilt football in Tennessee. Some of those Tennessee numbers about being 62 and 63. Numbers matter. 784-3400. University Colleges. UniversityColleges.com. Get in touch with them. Hey, students looking for a great place to live in the fall. They're running out, man. You got to get in touch with them. Sense of urgency. UniversityColleges.com. 784-3400. Two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, your own cottage, not a condo, not a duplex. to our great friends at University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. 784-3400. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Give us a coach or a program that you want to discuss or call in to discuss territory, timing, or talent. Why you're good, why you're not good, which one of those factors is the biggest factor. Got a whole segment of that when you return for